you'll taste.
7 kinds of fruit in Hawaiian Punch. 7 kinds of fruit in Hawaiian Punch.
Look what's new. Double C Hawaiian Punch. Vitamin C plus calcium. As much calcium as half a serving of milk. So when it comes to nutrition, we're leaps and bounds above ordinary food drinks.
Hey, how about a nice Hawaiian Punch?
New Double C Hawaiian Punch. That's a healthier punch.
For that one-of-a-kind fruit taste.
Warning, warning, you are now entering the action room. Warning, warning, decibel levels extremely high, oxygen levels low.
Beep, 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 beep.
The action room, it's in trouble. Beep. It needs our help.
The action room is flatlining.
Beep. Oh, well.
What do you do for the action room when that happens? We don't know.
No, I think what's
can
happening...
Can we get, like, the... What do you call the things where the doctors pull out the defibrillators?
Yeah, but I think...
Can we defibrillate the action room?
I think the action room was living on no viewers, and now
right.
we're actually
or
having...
listeners.
We're listeners. We're having people actually listen now, and it's killing the action room.
It's like Tinkerbell. Clap if you believe in the action room, people.
Yes, please, stop listening, people. Everyone who's listening
you're
right now...
You're killing us!
Just stop!
All right, well, we are the action room, and we are... the internet's only geek radio podcast in the world. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah.
Okay. I am your co-host, Tony Wolf.
And I am your co-host, producer, Mike.
All right. So anyway, we are the Action Room, and we bring you only the finest vintage of geek and pop culture news. We have a segment later in the show, which is legendary to all listeners, but if you're a new listener, if you're a first-time listener... It's called the Nerd News, for obvious reasons.
Yes.
And we're also, we have an ongoing contest to be our Action Room co-host, because we're two guys, we need a female's perspective.
This contest has been going on for about 18 years now,
yes.
I think. Yeah.
We may never, you know, we may never find that person.
Some people say we're not actually looking for a co-host, and we're just looking to interview hot girls in here. I don't know.
Only we know the answer to that. But it is called... I want to be the Action Room's geeky female co-host contest.
You think by now, after 18 years, we'd have a proper intro, like a jingle or something. But
I want to be the Action Room's geeky female co-host contest. Yeah!
Now I know why we haven't
had
one.
Yeah, that's why we don't have one. So Michelle, who producer Mike found on the street, will be our next contestant.
Yeah, yeah.
She's not homeless.
All right. Now, I wanted to get right into the show here and talk about a serious... topic.
Yes.
Okay. Basically,
this is an Action Room public service message.
Now, we have been, over the years, one of the things that we pride ourselves in is that we don't just talk. We don't just talk to each other like a reality show. We offer scripted material.
We produce sketches. Radio sketches for your listening enjoyment.
Now, back in the day...
No one else does this.
Truly. We might know why no one else does that. Basically, we're playing off the idea. Now, sometimes we get some response. We realize
to our sketches.
Sometimes we get none. And what I think I'm understanding to some degree is that there is some kind of pattern to how people listen to radio.
Right.
And what I mean by that is that when you're listening
to a radio talk show.
Yeah, radio in overall is a very hypnotic, intimate kind of medium, but it's kind of lazy. You can sit back and just kind of take it in.
You could listen to a conversation, kind of walk out of the room, come back.
And catch it, yeah.
And or if you're like, it's almost like when you're cleaning your house and you have the TV on.
Through osmosis.
You can always just kind of check in with it. It doesn't require much effort from the brain to listen to a talk radio show.
Kind of the difference between watching a reality show versus watching,
a
Lost type show or something like that.
One show demands your attention more.
Now, here's the deal. We have played with the idea of just talking and then going into sketches, and I think it's tricking people's brain, and they all of a sudden have to work hard and listen.
And their brain shuts off.
It shuts off, and they zone out. okay? And we are putting people to sleep, not in so many words. See, the funny thing that's weird is I think, I don't know what this would be compared to, but it's almost like when you just kind of like in a movie when...
When
a superhero or somebody freezes people, and then they unfreeze years later, but they're in the same, you know,
right.
mindset that they were, finishing the sentence that they were saying when before they were frozen. So, like, that's what I feel. So, here's the deal. I don't know that we should keep doing it without a proper intro. Like, okay, here
without preparing people's brains.
Back in the day, they would do sketches all the time, like in the 40s or the 30s,
like radio
or whatever.
Plays, yeah.
But people knew what they were in for. I'm going to sit down, you know, after school.
You're going to listen to entertainment.
I'm going to listen.
A story will be told.
To the shadow or whatever, you know. But we don't do that. We throw it on you, and maybe we shouldn't be doing that. So,
like Benjamin Franklin last episode, did anyone notice that? That we time traveled. Hello.
I do want to give credit to the people who did. Some people actually really
Captain
loved
America
it.
Captain America was there.
Yeah, some people actually thought it was great. They loved how we did it. But I just think that we're going to approach it in a different way.
We'll let you know when a sketch is coming.
Now
we'll prepare you.
Speaking of sketches, so what's the verdict? We're going to keep doing them, but just think about it a little bit more.
We'll set them up a little better for you, and let us know. I mean, were you taken by surprise? Were you like, please, I love the Action Room, except when they do these fucking sketches.
Are you zoning out now?
Are you zoning out now?
Listen to my voice.
Mini, 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 mini.
All right, so
before you fully zone out.
Speaking of sketch comedy, a show that I just caught wind of recently.
And he smelled it like the wind.
Oh, it was a beautiful aroma. A bouquet like the Action Room. We're
like
bringing everything around.
New York City in the summer really actually doesn't smell that good. So.
but this smelled great. This is a new Adult Swim show. It's a live action show.
Right.
On
now
the Cartoon
that they're
Network.
Doing, are they still doing cartoons at all? Or are they becoming all live action? At this
no,
point?
I think they're soon.
Right.
Soon, but I think the morning stuff for the kids will always be probably for animated. But this is called Children's Hospital. It's Rob Corddry, and it is also produced by, and no surprise after seeing it, David Wayne, who does Wayney Days.
Oh, Wayney Days.
Now,
this guy's brilliant.
The only web series that I think works at all is the people that come from the state who do Stella and stuff.
Right.
David Wayne, Wayney Days. If you haven't seen it on my damn channel, it's the funniest show, definitely on the internet, around. Their humor is sketch-related, but it works, and it's really short. Now, the question is, could that really random fast-pacedness
sustain itself?
Work in a half-hour sitcom? And I think they did it. They did it with Children's Hospital. It's going to premiere this Sunday, which will, you know, we're airing on Friday, but it
that's
premieres
July 11th.
This Sunday at 10:30 p.m. on Adult Swim. I'm going to check it out. I am so excited. And the first episode you can see on their site, you should definitely see it.
And they also
it.
Have
so
a lot
good.
Of big comedy stars
yeah.
in this.
A lot of people
this,
are in it.
I mean, countless people. And you know what's funny? Producer Mike just showed me the trailer. Malin Ackerman is in it. Now, you may know her. She was the hot woman in the Watchmen movie.
That's what I knew her
now,
from.
Now, everyone
right.
said her acting was bad and wooden, which it was, but maybe she's better at comedy. Maybe she's better at being the pretty, funny girl.
She's great in the episode I saw. It was really good. And
she was just bad in Watchmen.
So, I mean, people say that you can't do these kind of, like, random, quick comedy in a long form. And
right.
the thing is, when you think about it, they've done it plenty of times, like the Airplane, Zucker Brothers, and stuff like that.
Oh,
was
yeah.
it, was it
yeah.
the Zucker Brothers, or whatever?
Yes, yes.
And
the
it
Airplane
works.
Movies, Hot Shots.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, the fact that,
if
you know,
it's done really well.
Apatow and all those people have definitely done it in long form with movies, and they nail it. But the random, nonsensical stuff, that can work, too, and they did it with Children's Hospital. So check it out, 10:30, Sunday night, Adult Swim. Looks awesome. But anyway, all right, so we're going to, after the break, we're going to come back with Michelle, our fifth contestant in the I Want to Be an Action... I can never do this right. You go ahead, Tony.
I Want to Be the Action Room's Geeky Female Co-Host Contest.
All right.
We should take a test to see how fast I can say that. I Want to Be the Action Room's Geeky Female Co-Host Contest.
One more time, faster.
I Want to Be the Action Room's Geeky Female Co-Host Contest. Anyway, all right, we'll take a break, I'll practice, and we'll come right back.
We all know that people are the same.
It's not like he walks around with nothing on his head.
It's just a Marvel thing, because what was it? Which was the Spider-Man supervillain where he had like it was like a bubble
okay,
or something?
Guys. All right, right. And we're Mysterio. Back from the break. I just wanted to start this off with you guys.
Oh, we were recording
get geeking
that?
Out. Yeah.
All right.
Oh God.
So, welcome back to the
now,
action
Tony.
Room.
Who are we talking to, or who are you?
Okay.
Who are you talking to?
So we promised you earlier in the show the next entrant, the next contestant in our I Want to Be the Action Room's Geeky Female Co-Host Contest!
Woo!
So we have, let us introduce to you the entire internet world, Michelle!
Woo!
Michelle, you're not going to clap for yourself?
I'm busy staring at
why are
vocal
you staring
patterns.
So intensely?
I know,
oh,
don't
yes.
don't get hypnotized.
She's mesmerized.
I can't help
by
it.
The, you've
ooh,
never
the
seen
colors.
This before.
So I know Michelle originally from years ago.
Really?
Ancient history.
How many years ago?
We had to send smoke signals to communicate.
Yeah, that long
yeah.
ago.
When she was an infant.
Yes. no, it was at a theater when I worked at a theater. And
oh.
how far back would this go, would you
this
say?
This is like 2001, I'd have to say.
So 2001, and I was an usher, and you were helping with whatever they needed.
I was the office whore, basically.
Oh, right.
I was the gopher. I did everything up in there.
Okay. Now, so I wasn't, geek culture wasn't huge back then,
no.
you know what I mean? But I guess I would have still called myself a geek because I was into comics and stuff. But I don't know that we ever talked much geek
no.
stuff.
No, well, I mean, like, also geek culture in general was totally different back then. It wasn't really geek. It was still sort of on the, I don't know, it was like a borderland kind of
right,
thing. Like,
right.
it wasn't really as embraced as it is today.
It was just, you were a nerd.
Yeah. Exactly.
You're
a dork.
You were a social outcast,
yeah.
and that's all there is to
you
it.
You kept it right. under wraps. Don't tell anyone.
It wasn't the sort of thing that you walked out, like, I'm walking around in this shirt right now
yeah.
that
yeah,
I bought
yeah.
at the Nintendo store. Like, the Nintendo store is cool now. Like, 10 years ago, it would be like, oh my God, did
yeah.
you bring that out of your closet?
Wait, there's a Nintendo
Seriously?
Store?
There is.
Where is it?
It's Rockefeller Center.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what's your...
But back then, geek, your nerdiness was something you hid shamefully.
Still,
but
yeah.
her t-shirt says, this princess saves herself.
And it's Zelda? No, it's the Mario
yeah.
princess.
It's like...
It's Daisy.
Daisy.
Whatever her... I think her name is
Wait,
Daisy.
Is it from the Mario game?
Yeah.
Or?
So
okay.
it's kind of a
she
Super
used
Mario
to be
Brothers.
Peach though. It was like Princess Peach, and then it was Princess Daisy or something.
Does she save herself?
But
no.
it's a feminist
no.
statement.
No,
right?
She's still waiting for the Italian plumber to come and pick her up.
Yeah, I was gonna say this shirt is contradictory. She doesn't save herself in the game.
No,
but
okay.
this one does.
This
on
one,
her
just
shirt.
This one shirt.
Yeah.
Not the other shirts. Just this one
Princess
shirt.
Princess Daisy.
But anyway, so
okay. or Peach.
Back then, now were you a theater geek? Also,
yeah, what led
I was just
to be
a
in that
geek
theater?
In general.
Okay,
it was
just a general
it was sort
geek.
Of just a general geekiness sort of thing.
What
where
did that mean for you?
It
break
meant.
It down.
Yeah,
it
what
down
were you
now.
Into? What specific geek stuff were you into?
Science fiction, fantasy. I don't know. It was the kind of thing where, like, you know, you'd be catching up on.
Buffy was on at that
Buffy
time.
Buffy was
right?
on.
Were you into Buffy?
I was kind of into Buffy. I was more of a vampire Lestat sort of thing. I did
okay.
the Anne Rice, and then after the third book, I'm like, this is really repetitive. And
right.
Because the early
soap opera.
Were you a goth, though? No.
I did goth. Like, I was like a techno-militant goth is the way I like to describe
wow.
myself.
Like steampunk or no?
Kind of steampunky, but without the financial backing for it.
right. The low res.
Exactly.
The low tech.
I was the analog steampunk.
Because
so.
Back then, it was kind of a lull with vampire stuff in
yes.
the early 2000s,
yes.
right?
So Buffy was yeah. the only one doing
it. Buffy was the only thing that was left. I mean, the whole Vampire Lestat interview with the vampire thing had peaked and passed.
Yeah.
Everything was
So what do you think
over
of this
that.
New wave.
This, I'm laughing because, like, I'm like, I have nieces who are all like, oh, Edward, Jacob, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, please, I remember old school.
So, do you like any of the stuff that's out now? Like, what would you.
Let me put it to you this way. I saw Twilight with a friend of mine. It was the best comedy I've seen in years.
Okay.
Wait, the
yeah.
first movie or the recent
the
one?
The first movie.
Okay.
Yeah, the
like,
first movie is the only one I've seen.
The
but
first one is the only one that I've seen. I had to physically restrain myself from laughing in the movie theater so
oh.
I wouldn't be beaten to death by the 13-year-olds around me.
And as funny as that one is, I hear the second one's even worse and funnier. But the third one's supposedly pretty
this
good. So
hurts me on a deep and spiritual level because I like vampires and I love werewolves
right,
where
right.
I'm like, this is what I've been built up for my entire life. I'm like, I want to see them battle tooth and nail. I want to see fangs and I want to see claws and I want to see silver and all that stuff. I want to see spontaneous combustion when the sunlight hits.
What did you
I
think
don't
want
to see sparkles.
What did you think of Underworld? That was kind of cool.
Vampires versus werewolves. I actually really liked Underworld. I felt, and this is just
the
me
first
being
one is good.
The first one was really good. I don't like what they did with the hybrid, because I'm like, why does it look like an eel thing that's all black and that kind of thing?
But is it's definitely, as with most things in this culture now, things have been neutered quite a bit. And I think that the boy bands destroyed the vampires.
They did. Yeah.
So that's my theory.
You can blame boy bands for a lot of things about the destruction of humanity, but that's a different show, I think. That's like a whole other...
I guess,
but there hasn't been a boy band that's been successful in years.
But I just think that... But again, with this next wave of vampires, it was after the 2000s when all the NSYNC thing came out and stuff. I think girls are fawning over these vampires the way they did with, you know,
boy bands.
Justin Timberlake and stuff
and Justin
like that.
Bieber now.
And they were just as gay, the boy bands. Now these vampires are pretty gay.
They are. I mean...
So how did your geekiness evolve through the years? Like in the last 10 years, where's the geekiness been
just
focused
past
for
10
you?
Years?
5 years? You know, just whatever.
I don't know. I got into comic books for a while, but that gets to be kind of taxing on the wallet. I'm like, let's see, do I pay rent this month? Or do I get the new Avengers?
Right.
Ooh, do I follow Civil War, or do I eat today? It's starting to get a little tight on the
I just don't eat. See, this is what happens. I just...
Vibe off of air, that's what I do.
Tony, you shouldn't talk to Tony, because he just spent $60 on this week's comic.
That's a bargain.
That's including Olivia Munn's $20 hardcover.
Right.
That's cheap. That's a bargain, because I didn't just go into comics. I went into sort of like... the collectibles, where I was like, I have Tenchi Muyo's Ryoko, and then there's like the card captor stuff.
Wait, wow. What are these things? These are statues? These are when you say collectibles.
Yes, they're like the I don't know, you pay through
figures
the nose to get cute little, you know, statuettes and that kind of thing where you can just put it, you know.
So you were into toys too?
Yeah.
Let me put
it to you this way. I would walk into Forbidden Planet and walk out with no paycheck.
Okay. Right. Just spend it all.
And what other geeky things besides anime, it sounds like?
Anime,
manga,
Lord of the Rings.
Right.
Now, Star Trek, Star Wars. I love them both equally. They're like children.
Yes,
to
I agree. Get it up for that. Because Trek and Wars can live together.
You
it's
know
like
what it
black
is?
And whites can live together.
The power of the cookie. Believe in the power of the cookie.
They don't need to fight.
That was a black
they don't
and
need
white
to
cookie.
Fight.
I don't know who got that.
Okay.
Stevie Wonder's playing on the keyboard. You know.
It's Ebony and Ivory, deal with it.
Just I don't want the prequels, but Star Trek and Star Wars, they should live together.
We don't talk about the prequels.
Well, good. We welcome you to the action room.
I'm sorry, Darth Vader does not go yippee.
Oh, well, there's so many things that are wrong with that, but anyway.
Now, what is your background? Because you are not just white.
I thought you meant her geeky. What else do you do with your life?
What else
other than be a geek?
Because your geekdom is not just white.
That's kind of a full-time job, actually.
I thought you were going to say, I'm actually a repair person, or I'm a techno whiz, or...
I fight crime by night. No, No, I like to play the game, which is guess my background.
All right, let's do this. Let's do this.
You're like Vin Diesel.
Tony and I, we each get a guess.
Okay.
So I'm going to guess. Now, are we dealing with a mix, or are you pure blood
it's
of some
mixed.
Kind? Okay,
it
it's mixed
is,
blood.
And
okay.
Seven?
It's five. I am five different.
Wow. All right. Well, let's just do two at a time.
Okay.
So we get two guesses at a time, or
no? Well, I'll pick the two that I think, and you pick the two. Okay. Predominantly, I'm gonna pick first. I think it's Japanese and Irish.
Okay.
Yes, two.
Next.
Yeah.
All right. If I have two slots, Korean and Vietnamese are fighting out for one of the slots.
Okay, so two Asian.
Korean and Vietnamese, pick one of those. Let's say...
No, you gotta pick.
Okay,
let's
say Korean...
Flip a coin.
Korean meets English.
Okay.
You are the closest.
Yay! She's pointing at producer
Wait,
Mike.
What did you say? Irish?
I said Japanese and Irish.
Irish, okay.
So what is it?
I am, and...
Drum roll, please.
Yes.
Chinese, Japanese, Philippine, Polish, Lithuanian.
Whoa!
Wow.
Is that even possible?
And my father's from Brooklyn.
Chinese, Japanese, Lithuanian, Polish. We should make a little song.
I used to have to try and get it out all
Chinese,
in one breath.
Japanese,
now here's the thing. Where are you at with geek culture? Do you like that it's hit the mainstream? Do you feel that it's out of your hands now and you're it's not as you know, your as much yours as it used to be.
You know what it reminds me of? It's like a club that got really popular, and now you're like, but I'm special. No, yeah. You're not to be right, allowed right. as special as I am. Damn you!
It's like when you were into a band yeah. before it got big,
exactly.
and now it's big. Except the band used
and
to be something you were
the
horribly...
And you're still wearing a band t-shirt, and you're like, yeah. no, no, no. I got this 10 years ago at a bar. Right. I had to, like, punch a chick to get it. And everyone else is like, I bought this at Hot Topic. And
exactly.
you're like, I kind of
exactly.
want to kill you now. Just a little bit.
What is funny, though, is that, like I said, unlike with bands, there's very few bands that you used to have to be ashamed of and now are cool. Like, this
right.
isn't just
yeah.
obscurity to cool. This no. is, like, bad to good.
Right. Although, I will say this much, Dungeons & Dragons still has that.
Yes, but even Dungeons & Dragons...
It doesn't have a patina of coolness at this point.
But even that has, like, a 40%. Okay, you put in your time.
Everything,
you put in your time.
Everything gets an increase, but
it's
I
like a badge. It's like a
merit
badge.
I just read an interview with Jon Favreau in Time Magazine, and he referenced that he did his time with Dungeons and Dragons.
Everyone has.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was like,
yeah.
okay, yeah, you all get right. the cred.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do now for your, like, to pay your rent? Do you do something kind of geeky? You don't need to reveal it, if you, but I just, what do you, like, do something geeky?
I worked in theater for a long, I really put in a lot of hours, and that's,
right.
that's like a whole other level of geekery
yes,
right there. It's
yeah.
just like, Mike knows, he remembers.
And this is another thing that's interesting, because that culture has hit mainstream too, with Glee and
yeah.
all these things.
But that's another weird thing, because back in the day, being like a theater queen,
no,
or
that
like
was totally,
that was
yeah.
I mean, they would shun you like there was no tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like if
yeah.
I broke out into like one day more from Les Mis in the middle of the street, they'd be like, what is she
yeah.
on?
So the question is, is there a struggle for anyone anymore? Because that's now mainstream.
Well, you know what
so
it is that something new is going to become old.
That's what I'm thinking.
An outcast. It goes in cycles.
Yeah.
You know?
I think there's got to be something that's even
someone
more
someone has
geekier.
To be ostracized at all times. We need someone to pick
will,
on.
Will, like, the chess club become cool or something?
Chess club is slowly becoming
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, that's
because nerds
cool
in general,
too.
I mean, like, you know, it's not even just like, oh, Lisa Loeb and that kind of thing with the glasses. I mean,
right,
like,
right.
I'm wearing freaking glasses right now. That these would get me beaten up 10 years ago, 20 years ago. Are you kidding me?
Big Bang Theory is being moved to Thursday night because it's the most popular sitcom
it's
on
like
TV.
Yeah. Friends now.
Right.
And it's about geek culture. I mean, that's just amazing.
I watched a couple of episodes of that, and it was really funny. On one hand, it was really cool because I'm like, oh, yeah, I get all the jokes. On the other hand, it made me really sad because I'm like, these are my people.
Right, right.
These
yeah,
are my
yeah.
people. I'm like, I can't tell if everyone is laughing with us or laughing at us. I mean.
No, I think it's actually everyone's laughing with us, and everyone's getting into geek culture.
Yeah.
But that's
I really
a good question. What will be the next thing that either becomes ostracized
mm-hmm.
or rises up.
Is there anything yeah. falling? Like music, maybe?
Vampires are bound to fall in about a year. Because they've had their
that's
time.
That's a cyclical right. thing, though.
Yes.
That's just part of culture in general. That's not even a pop culture thing. That's like you go back to Bram Stoker, where there's always a periodic vampire craze, where
mm-hmm.
the new generation of teenagers is going, I want a really cool bad boy who's
yes.
been around
yes.
for hundreds of years. And then they come up with their
right,
version.
Right. Right.
Well,
okay. Then,
Bram Stoker. Yeah. Bram Stoker is
yeah.
Spicoli from Stoker, dude.
Sorry.
I think I'm going to lead the new wave. The new wave will be anti-tech. That's what I think it's
going
to be. People who are against technology.
Going low
tech. I can see that happening, actually.
There have been a few things
where... Because that's not cool these days, to be anti-tech.
Right. On the internet...
It's un-American.
There was a big campaign to have an unplug day or an unplug week.
Right.
In the last year, I saw this, where they called on people around the world to, like, not check your email.
Society, as
not,
we know it, would crumble.
To not live by the phone.
So do you want to hang out for the next segment for the nerd news, Michelle?
I'm here for the punch and pie. You're basically stuck with me.
All right.
it's Hawaiian punch. I hope you like it.
I'm waiting for the little dude to come out
hey,
and punch me now.
How about a nice Hawaiian punch?
Boom.
All right.
Okay.
Seven great tastes in Hawaiian punch. Seven
that's
kinds
interesting.
Of
both
in
of those
Hawaiian
drinks
punch.
Had to do with, like, impact. Like,
yes.
Kool-Aid.
They,
yeah.
they pow you
punch.
With
Ooh,
their
yeah.
thirst. Yes, smashing through things.
All right, so all
right.
Let's go
We're
to the
gonna
break.
We're going to take a break. And we'll talk about Hawaiian Punch. We'll be right back. All right, action fans, welcome back. Michelle has agreed to be shackled, I mean to join us, for our next segment, which you know and I know as the...
Nerd News!
Okay, so Michelle, this is the segment of the show where we talk about the latest in geek news, and since we do the show every 3 or 4 days, the news is just always happening. Okay, you can take the gag out of her mouth now. Okay? Thank you, assistant. Thank you, nameless assistant. So, Michelle, are you okay?
The cotton stung. What was that? Was that a sock? I don't know.
That's a primitive, like, improvised Action Room ball gag, but it has the Action Room logo on the sock.
You get to keep that.
Yes.
Oh, joy. I'll treasure it always.
It's a party favor.
Yeah, we have the Woo-hoo! Oddest. We have the oddest giveaways. Ball gags with the Action Room on it.
Riff
what else?
Posters.
Do we have?
Right.
Yeah. All right. So Lindsay Lohan was sentenced. This isn't really officially part of the nerd news, but she's just a bitch. And I'm so excited to see her rot in jail. She was crying. She actually wrote in pen, "Fuck you," to the judge,
amazing,
and showed it to, like, the cameras.
That's
and then,
so classy.
And then this really gets me. Now I'm gonna have to beat someone up like the Hawaiian Punch guy. She Twittered 4 or 5 tweets about jurisprudence and sentencing laws, implying that American court sentencing was cruel and inhumane. And
I'm amazed she knew those words.
I think she doesn't.
No, the person
her lawyer told her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was going to say the person who handles her Twitter account.
I'm sorry, but
screw this. Where's my whiskey?
I read a summary of all her infractions, all the time she's been let off for drugs, alcohol, DUI, missing court dates. I want to see her rot. And we did a sketch.
Don't hold back, Tony.
We did a sketch years ago with Paris Hilton when she went to jail.
Right, right.
I would argue that Lindsay Lohan, I'm going to use a big word, her offenses are even more egregious because they are multiple, the Paris Hilton.
And I would
offenses.
Say, I'm going to come from the other perspective.
They're 5 times as bad.
The other perspective a little bit, where I'm going to say, like, I agree. She should go to jail.
Yeah.
But what I feel bad about is that she actually had some talent,
I
as
know,
opposed to
Paris
Hilton. You know what I mean?
Right. It's true.
And she actually had a career. She could
she's
have kept
had
going.
Multiple opportunities that she squandered
so,
and ruined.
You know, but
now,
anyway,
she has bad parents who fucked her up. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I do feel.
But a lot of people
empathy.
Have reasons. She should still pay the price.
Oh, the bad parenting thing is just an excuse. Are you kidding me? Most of the really creative folks that are around today, it's like you go into their past history and it's like, okay, so your family's screwed up, your family's screwed up,
right.
Your family's really screwed up, and they're all doing relatively okay.
Yeah, they're staying out of jail.
Right.
And Lindsay Lohan got punched out by someone on her birthday, some guy she stole.
Isn't that what happens on your birthday?
Yeah, right?
No.
Hawaiian
that's what
punch.
Happens to us.
No, I mean, the only thing I'll have to say is I am excited about Machete. That's the film she is in.
Yes.
So the Robert Rodriguez film.
Yeah.
You know,
we're excited
so.
About the movie.
Anything
yeah, yeah.
that has
she's
to do
sort
with
a
Robert
parenthetical.
Rodriguez. Yeah. I'm like, yes,
yeah.
She's awesome.
Okay.
Planet Terror.
So let's right. start the nerd news proper. Because
okay.
that was like entertainment pop culture, but not really.
We had to talk
true
about
geeky.
It. You had to get
I just had
out.
To get out my anger. All right.
So the first thing I want to talk about
right.
is... So, and we were talking about this just in the last segment about, you know, somebody leading the way for anti-tech. Prince is my man, okay? Not a lot of people talk the way I do. Usually it's crazy people, and I know, and Prince is about as crazy as you can get. And he was just talking about how he refuses to sell his music via the internet anymore, declares that the internet is over.
And that's a quote.
Yeah. Now, I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. He's a little more extreme than I am.
It's
but
the last season.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, can anyone do a Prince impersonation? I want to hear the quote. I don't know
Purple Rain well enough.
This. All right, I'll try it. This is a horrible impersonation. The internet's completely over. I don't see why I should give my new music to iTunes or anyone else. They won't pay me in advance for it, and then they get angry when they can't get it. And I have to say...
It's kind of like Michael Jackson, but he's being attacked as he speaks.
Yeah.
One of the things that was great, though... One
Michael
of the
Jackson after his balls dropped.
Because the thing is, supposedly he did have a deep voice, and he just never let on. But in any case, what's interesting... That is
interesting.
Michael Jackson. But here's the thing about Prince, that because he's one of the only people, along with like Saturday Night Live, mm-hmm. who really like sued everybody on YouTube when they put up his stuff.
Right.
He doesn't
yeah.
want any images out there of him. He doesn't want any music on any sharing software or anything.
He actually sued a family who had a YouTube video of their infant son
yeah.
dancing to a Prince song.
Really?
He sued their ass.
Oh my goodness.
No sympathy.
And there's even the story of Kevin Smith. After Kevin Smith worked for him for free, I think, basically, he wouldn't even let Kevin Smith use a song of his in his movie. Like,
yeah.
just as a favor, almost, you know. So Prince is nuts, but I love him. Now, here's the
but
thing.
But he's an asshole.
but you have to be in order to lead the way.
Exactly.
Revolution is not kind.
Thank you for saying that, Michelle. Machete.
Machete.
So,
So, I want to get one of those shirts now, and I want to carry. Well, no, carrying around a machete in Midtown.
It's like Steve
might
Jobs,
get me
though.
In trouble.
Now,
just
but,
a little
now,
bit.
But here's the thing: the one thing that I thought he had a great argument against YouTube, because this whole thing about Viacom against YouTube. Mm-hmm. But he has a really great point, which is conveniently they can filter porn and child porn and things like that, but they can't filter copywritten material.
Oh, they said that.
That's interesting.
That?
That was his point, and that's a great point, because it's like the whole thing with YouTube is like, well, we can't control who puts stuff up. It's like, yeah, you can if you wanted to, you know.
Now,
so anyway,
he also said,
do you
want to
do this? Now you got to try the accent.
Okay. The internet's like MTV. The one time MTV was hip.
That's Bruce Springsteen.
That's not Bruce Springsteen at
you
all.
You could have been a contender.
I never claimed to be able to do a Prince impersonation.
You're Brando.
He said, suddenly it became outdated. Now, this is my favorite part. He goes, anyway, all those computers and digital gadgets are no good. They just fill your head with numbers, and that can't be good for you.
I love that he said gadgets!
He sounds like a parrot. Those numbers? Stay away from those numbers!
Those numbers will get you in trouble every time.
They get you pregnant
now,
all the time.
That's the thing. Like, as much as I mean,
he sounds like a crazy old man.
Well, here's the thing.
He sounds like Roger Ebert writing an unintelligent review.
No, but see, this is the thing. I agree.
These kids today.
I agree with what he's talking about, but he doesn't make sense, because the whole thing is, like, first of all, he doesn't give another option for what it could be other than the internet.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, I thought he ran his own website and people pay him directly.
But his whole... Yeah, see, I think just in general he's annoyed by people taking over, you know, and like with
and
iTunes.
And his stuff is not
stuff,
on iTunes,
you know?
And I'm sure people are begging for his stuff to be on iTunes.
And so the whole thing, he's saying, well, the internet's over, just like MTV used to be cool, the internet isn't cool anymore, but what is going to take the place of the internet? Yeah. The internet will... It's bigger than just
he's
a channel.
He's a naysayer.
You know?
He complains and has no alternative.
And so his ultimate point, like you said, is digital gadgets are no good. Like, that's
I don't know what they do, I just don't like them.
Well, if he's so brilliant, why can't he set up a distribution system where you get your credit card, you can buy music directly from him, and it goes right into his account?
I think he's just a tactile guy. He doesn't like digital anything. He's like, I want a CD so I can hold it and look at it.
He sued companies so he could have control of his own thing. Now he controls his own thing. Why can't we just pay him?
I think the point that
Prince, why can't we just pay you?
I think the point that he's trying to say is that he's just anti-tech. And so for him to be like, yeah, I could do it that way, but it's just not cool.
So no one can ever buy his music.
Basically, you know? Because, dude, he's done videos and whole productions that he just puts in a vault and nobody ever sees his stuff.
Well, yeah, that's a true mark.
It's very Howard Hughes right there.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Like,
no,
that's
totally.
How you know he's either really crazy or really a genius.
And Howard,
also,
or maybe
by the way,
both.
Steve Ditko, who illustrated the first 20 years of Spider-Man, or first 6 years of Spider-Man, he has an old original Spider-Man art from the 60s. In a closet, and he chops it up into little pieces and also uses it as, like, scrap paper.
Oh, my God.
That's the kind of eccentricity we're talking
about
here.
Well, I'll just add to that. Probably all the Action Room episodes are not going to be available in the future. I'll just hide them away in my closet.
In the Action Room vault. Yeah. Like the Disney vault with Walt Disney's head.
And occasionally, once every few years, I'll let them out.
After I die, you can put my head in the Action Room vault.
With a couple of keys that you need to turn like you're launching a nuclear missile.
Right, exactly.
Yes, you need two people to agree. All right. Anyway, Prince... Who knows? God love you, Prince. We don't know what's going on.
All right, now, interesting about MTV. Now, MTV is... I don't know who watches that anymore, outside
of
maybe a
12-year-old
girl.
Well, now it's all the reality shows.
Yeah, it's a horrible channel.
It's 16 and pregnant over and over and over again.
Well, Made and Jersey Shore and, you know.
And The Hills and whatever else.
Well, you guys, maybe you do watch it. I don't know.
No, I just know about
it. It's through osmosis.
You don't actually
watch it. Just the fact that it exists kind of contaminates our being.
But now, one thing, this is good news, is that Mike Judge is bringing Beavis and Butthead back to MTV. Let's
Woo-hoo!
Give it an applause.
I enjoy Beavis and Butthead. I didn't watch much of it, but what I saw, I thought was pretty funny back in the day.
Dude,
and
Beavis
the movie
and Butthead,
apparently is very good.
Oh, my God. That is just like, that's
Beavis
like my generation
no,
right
no,
there.
No,
Beavis and Butthead Do America?
Yeah, that's what it is.
But the show was fucking classic. It was awesome. I remember seeing the first short, Frog Baseball, in a sick and twisted animation festival before it was on MTV, then Liquid Television, whatever. It's an amazing show, and what's great is Mike Judge wants to keep it the way it was.
Right.
Oh, thank God.
It's kind of timeless.
Yeah,
it is.
And all he said is he's going to do is update the videos. It'll be the new... And what's
oh,
so,
right, because they would be watching TV. Yeah.
What's so great is the videos, I totally want to see them bust on the videos from today.
Right.
Like, the videos today are so bad, the performers are so bad, It's like they're even cheesier and worse than the hair metal bands they were making fun of back in the 90s or whatever.
Poison had some dignity.
Yeah.
Comparatively, yeah.
And it's weird, but they dressed up like girls, Poison, and those hair metal. Yeah. They had bigger balls than any of these Twilight guys nowadays.
And you could see them through the spandex.
Exactly, yeah.
Right.
No, you didn't question if they liked girls or not, which is interesting. But nowadays,
they were so feminine.
You kind of do. Like,
they had more hairspray in than, like, Madonna, but at the same time, they were, like, as manly macho.
The whole emo Fallout Boy thing? I don't know, man.
See, I that whole emo thing ruined it for any sensitive soul, because it's like, oh, you're so emo. No, I'm just depressed!
I know. What happened to depression? Now it's cool.
Everything's cool. Right? Everything is cool now.
Everything's
I have a mental illness. Really? That's so hardcore. Oh, my God.
How many prescriptions are you taking?
Which ones are you on? Can we compare pills? I'm on these little pink ones.
It's really like that now.
By the way, I just want to say Lindsay Lohan actually listed it. She takes like
Tony
six,
can't get off this.
She takes six medications, but what's funny is she said she took Zoloft to go to sleep and something else to wake up. Like, I was like, wow.
Oh, my God. That reminds me, there's this internet, it's like Jonathan Colton or something, I think his name is, and he has this song, it's like, I Feel Fantastic, and it's literally, it's a song, it's like a parody of that, where it's like, he takes a happy pill, he takes a pill to go to sleep, he takes a pill to wake,
right,
I'm like, this is our
right.
society now.
And that's Michael Jackson, that's what he went through toward the end. I mean, the fact that you
Heath Ledger.
Yeah, no, all of them, it's pretty sad. So, hopefully, on some level, like with Robert Downey Jr., hopefully Lindsay Lohan
can
has
come
a second,
out the other side.
You know, yeah.
I don't
yeah.
think she could rock the goatee, though.
Probably not. Probably
we'd
not.
Like to see her try.
At least not on her chin. Okay, anyway.
Ba-dum-bum-sh.
I think that concludes the Nerd News.
It does. And the show. All right,
okay.
Michelle, thanks so much for joining
us. Thank you,
us.
Michelle.
You were amazing.
Can you unlock the handcuffs now?
No, not quite yet.
Not quite. After security clears you, after we've turned off the recording equipment, then we can unlock the handcuffs, Michelle.
Okay.
But was it nice talking geek stuff with us?
Are you kidding me? This is hilarious. This is fun. This is great. This is like everyone, this is every nerd's dream come true, is to be like, you mean I get celebrated for being different?
Wait.
Hell yeah!
I think I'd like to pull that quote out and make that part of RPR. The Action Room is every nerd's dream come true.
It is! Where else can you sit and talk about this kind of thing and not be told that, okay, you have to go now. No, really.
Well, there are other there are other podcasts, but we're the best, just to let you know.
What others? There are no others. I don't know what you're talking about.
She's awesome. All right, thanks, Michelle.
So tune in next time and join us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. And Michelle, do you do Twitter? Or are you?
I have a Twitter that's currently gathering dust. I
do
got
you
one.
You want to open it up? Again?
You could
I
open
guess,
it up for the Action Room.
I guess like, you know what I should, even if it's just be like, oh my God, the guys in the Action Room are so cool this week. You have no idea.
How many followers do you have?
7.
Very close.
It's gathering dust.
I have 8, actually.
Well, you know what, Michelle?
I'm still in the single digits.
After this appearance, it'll change. Why don't you just tell them right now what your Twitter account is?
I'm
at
pretty
what?
Sure it's at mbuggy. M_buggy. BUGGIE.
Okay.
All right. So thanks so much, and we will see you next radio show.